Hello everybody and welcome to this Chaplain Chat as we come towards the end of this half term of online learning. I don't know whereabouts you are in the world, what season is coming your way, but in my garden here at the college we've managed to spot some snowdrops, a sign that the seasons are changing even though it has been bitterly cold as the beast from the east has rolled in. It's a sign that spring is coming. And we might think about all the seasons of the year. I don't know which is your favourite. Personally, I'm a bit torn. I love the falling leaves in autumn, the heat of summer, cold, crisp days in winter, and the new life of spring. We live a seasonal life. We live a seasonal life at school as well, as the year is punctuated by half-term holidays, longer holidays, and all the big events that we would normally be having. And we're coming to a midpoint in one of our seasons now as we are about to have a half-term holiday. And in this half-term, the church will celebrate Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. So for me as a Christian, we have in the church these great seasons across the year, seasons of celebration, and seasons of abstinence and reflection. And just like the seasons of the year, spring, summer, autumn and winter, these seasons go round as we enter deeply into the Christian story each year. So whether it's thinking about the seasons of the church year, or the seasons of the academic year, or just the seasons of the year as we experience them as our snowdrops or whatever marks spring for you come out around us. Life is seasonal. And that's true of our lives outside of the institutions and the world that we live in, but also it can be true of our interior lives as well. Our interior lives, our emotional and psychological lives can be seasonal too. Some of that will be driven by what's happening in our lives. Some of that will be driven by what we've had for lunch, and some of that will be driven by some of the deeper currents that work through us. So in our interior lives, we will have seasons of despair and seasons of hope. There will be seasons of death and seasons of new life and new beginnings. I don't know how you're feeling as you watch this video, but as we come to the end of half term, I wonder if perhaps you, like many of us, are feeling tired, in need of a break. That's often the case when we get to this point of a season in our academic year. However hard the situation feels currently, it's good to remember that it is a season. We will be refreshed. We will return. And that's the same for our interior life as well. Whatever our interior life is like, particularly if we feel like we're having a storm inside or things feel quite dark, we can remember that that is a season. The Christian vision is that our lives are a season in something bigger. In amongst all of the changing seasons of life, both externally and internally, lies God, who is changeless. So if you are ready for a change and ready for a new season, if you are struggling at the moment, hold on. A new season is coming.